Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's bring in Ted Davis on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, who couldn't leave the game early, like so many of you probably did. You had to suffer through the whole thing. Thoughts on what you watched tonight?
Yeah, what do you want?
First of all, I had my guy Anthony Mandela. I said, tell me the last time John Hansen had 10 free throw attempts in a game. It took him to go all the way back to 2013 to find it.
Well, yeah, they kept fouling him on purpose because he couldn't hit one.
Absolutely. No question about it. So that,
You know something? Here's what I hoped. As the game went on, I was hoping, man, I hope they have an Admirals game tonight.
Oh, we did. But it was done long ago. Yeah, we did.
Then I get this text from Smichek, the Bucks PR guy, and he says, Sparky has requested me to come on tonight. Why do you always have me on after games like this?
It wasn't that. When I texted Smichek, it was like in the second quarter, something like that. I said, win or lose, I want Ted Davis. That's what the text said. Have him show you. And it was not like I waited until the fourth quarter to text him, like, I'll take Ted since it's a blowout. That's not how this went. But, you know, I was listening.
There is nothing I can say. This is an embarrassing game. There's no way to parse this any other way except that they fell into the trap. We talked about this earlier today. Is this a trap game? Well, yeah, it's a trap game, and they fell right into it. This was a Venus flytrap that they just went up and sniffed, and boom, the plant swallowed them. 111-79, the final score is all you need to know.
Well, absolutely right. But what about this? What about I'm driving in, I'm listening to you like I always do, and you're talking about Giannis's night. You throw out his stat line, and you're like, but folks, he really hasn't been all that good offensively. And I just started laughing because you are absolutely correct. He was missing shots he normally makes around the rim. He airballed a three. I mean, he was 7 of 20, but if you just look at his stat line of 24 and 17, you're thinking, boy, he had a huge night tonight. But in reality, he didn't play all that well offensively.
No, but you, I mean, 24 and 17, that most guys would make a career on that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what to say about this one. This is baffling. And I go back to what a sage old veteran coach said to me one time when trying to explain a game like this. And what he said was, well, you know, they pay their players too.
Well, I got a text from my fiance, and she said, I think it's clear what happened. They're the Bucks. It's the opening day of hunting season. Maybe they were just a little timid tonight. That's all I got. I got nothing else. I mean, that's all I've got, buddy. You could have used that on the air had I gotten that suitor. That would have been pretty good.
You got more than I got. I mean, I kept, when it got to 9 in the third quarter, I thought, okay, now the Mavericks are going to choke this off and we're going to come back and we're going to wake up. You know, it's like you're kind of napping on the road and you need a wake-up call from the lobby. And I thought, okay, they're here. The wake-up call is here. They're within 9. And then all of a sudden, no, three-pointer, three-pointer, three-pointer. I mean, 19 made three-pointers is the most ever hit against the Bucks. I mean, what do you say? This is one where you go, I can't figure this out. This building has become the Bermuda Triangle for the Bucks offense.
Yeah, I heard you say that, yep.
2 years in a row, they can't score in this building. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. You had a great chance to keep this momentum going, get to 5 wins in a row, come home against a team you're going to compete with for a playoff spot, and you don't get it done. So there you are. Now you're back to square one.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it was more about the defensive effort and intensity tonight than anything else?
Well, I think what happens is you come out and you kind of stroll into a game. If you noticed at the tip against Detroit, the Bucks were the aggressors. They hit the Pistons with a buzzsaw of defensive energy, and it took the Pistons out of their game, and they never got back into it. Well, tonight, the Bucks kind of strolled into that first quarter, and the Mavericks put up 33, and they get into a comfort zone, and they have 56 at halftime, and they hit 19 threes. You allow a team to get into a comfort zone, and sometimes they don't get out, and the Bucks were not ready to bring the same kind of energy tonight that we saw on Wednesday. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, no, Yeah, I hear you. Well, they better play better against the Wizards, or they're going to get blown out even worse against the Wizards.
I'll tell you what, here's what I'm going to do. The next time we have a big win, I don't care if you've got a player, I don't care if you've got the GM, I don't care if you've got the coach or the president of the United States. I'm calling in.
That sounds good. Hey, I promise you this much right now. If the president of the United States calls in and you call in, I'll dump him immediately. No questions asked.
All right.
Yeah.
If he calls in, you dump him. You put me on.
I got you. Every time I'll do that. No question. Thank you very much, Ted. Have a good night.
All right, bye.
There he is, Ted Davis. See, that's why I wanted Ted Davis. That right there is the reason why I wanted Ted Davis. Because he makes me laugh all the time. When he used to be on The Big Show, always made me laugh. Made all of us laugh. Gary, Leroy, Rami. I love Ted. 111-79. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.